Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are enjoying your wonderful day today. I have a lot of news articles to cover here. I got a bunch of stuff I've been lining up all morning, so it's going to be a great show today. And one thing I wanted to add from yesterday that I kind of failed to mention, it's an important part of what needs to be brought up with the whole thing that happened over the weekend with myself and law enforcement and, you know, basically being ejected from Disney Springs, and also from the aspect of what we saw in Cape Coral with the shooting with, you know, the 20-plus officers and the UPS truck and the UPS truck driver and everything. Please understand, if you decide to carry a firearm, you are held to a higher level of accountability and responsibility when you carry that firearm. Just because you have a gun on you doesn't mean you get to act any way you want. The reason why I'm saying this is for both civilian and law enforcement. I had to massively temper myself on Saturday when I had the engagement with basically seven security officers and Orange County Sheriff's Department and everything else. Because the problem is, when you have the ability to engage somebody with deadly force and they have the ability to engage you with deadly force, things can happen really, really fast before you even realize what's going on. People can be hurt, if not killed, including yourself or others. So you have to keep yourself, your temper controlled, your attitude controlled, your body language controlled, and the overall situation as controlled as possible, at least as much as you can do so. And I just want to kind of add that in there, because I see now a lot of individuals that act irate now and erratic, especially with these younger groups that we have, with the social justice warriors, and they start running around and slapping people and knocking phones out of their hands and bowing up on people. Most of those happen in northern states. Florida is a very aggressive state when it comes to firearms. There's a high probability that if you get in an argument with somebody down here and it escalates, they're probably carrying a firearm, or they probably have a firearm in their vehicle. And I've brought it up so many times. I've seen situation happen. They're so quick sometimes for things to go really, really sideways. So if you are carrying a firearm and you're out in public, say you're at a movie theater or you're at a mall, and something starts to occur, the best thing to do is to try to walk away or de-escalate the situation. I mean that very sincerely. If you can't de-escalate the situation, then you need to do the best you can to control the situation and keep it from going any further, or leave the scene as quickly as possible, or get law enforcement involved if the situation calls for it. Sometimes law enforcement can make things worse, so understand what that is going to do before you get involved in it. But I just wanted to add that in there, is that just because you have a firearm doesn't mean we're in the wild, wild west anymore. And I'm speaking that to law enforcement and civilian, as what we saw in Cape Coral was egregious behavior on law enforcement's part. And we need to understand that we have the ability to defend ourselves for a reason. But if we continue to do things like that, like they did down there, it looks bad for the entire gun community, not just law enforcement, but the entire gun community. And it makes a really negative light on anybody that carries a firearm when people act in a manner that is dangerous and not positive for other people around them, Dad. So I just wanted to kind of add that in there in the beginning, because I didn't get to bring that up yesterday.
That's very good. And, you know, and here's the thing, guys. You know, the other day, just the other day, you know, we had four pit bulls. I'm not making this up. We had four pit bulls dig under our fence and come into our yard. They were basically uncollared. One of them was extremely aggressive, and they came into the backyard. And Hunter and Kendall had just come through the backyard. They're like 1-year-old and 3-year-old, and they were in the house. They were safe, and these pit bulls crawl under the doggone fence, and they're running around wild in our backyard. Well, Austin walks out there and basically has to basically run them back under the fence. I walk out there with my doggone gun, knowing that if one of these things got aggressive with me, that I'd have to get, you know, take drastic measures. But we didn't shoot the pit bull. It went back underneath the fence, all four of them. We went over and talked to the neighbor and said, hey, look, here's the deal. Nobody wants to shoot anybody's dog. Just keep these animals contained in your yard. Because, you know, we have young children. And, you know, of course, if four pit bulls actually jumped on an adult, they'd kill the adult too. Period. That's just what happened. So, you know, we have to be careful with deadly force. Now, would it have been easy to shoot the dogs the other day? Absolutely, yes. But we didn't do that because, you know, I personally like dogs and so does Austin. But were we prepared to do that? Yes. So Austin's exactly right. If you are confronted by someone, look at Zimmerman right now and Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman was stupid. He walked up to Trayvon Martin. He escalated a fight. Zimmerman, being 6'1", you know, mixed martial arts fighter, jumps on Zimmerman. Travis Martin jumps on Zimmerman and starts to pound his head into the concrete. Zimmerman shoots Trayvon Martin, kills him, and his life has never been the same. Now, he was basically not found guilty because he didn't do anything. But he didn't need to escalate. He should have called law enforcement and been done with it. You don't need to. See, what happened is Zimmerman, how should I say this? He allowed his ego to ride over his thought process, in my opinion, by escalating this with a vastly superior individual physically. And he almost got himself killed. Could have had his head crushed. But because he had a gun, because he escalated it, he shot the black guy, Trayvon Martin, and almost started a race war because of that blithering idiot Gay Kenyon. And so this is the problem that we have. You've got to hold yourself to a higher level of accountability. We used to have a sensei, you know, in Austin. He has a first degree black belt in taekwondo and karate, open karate. And you know, and the sensei would always say to us, if you are about to get into a fight, you've got to try to walk away. Step away, walk away, leave. Just step away, back out. Just walk away. Now, he's not even talking about concealed weapons. He's talking about just fighting. He says, because if you have to do a throat strike or an eye gouge or something on an individual and you maim them, their life will never be the same. If you have to do it, if you have to sweep their knees and they basically are crippled, your life's never going to be the same. Now we're talking about not killing people, just hurting people. He says, you got to walk away. If you're able to do something and you know you can, you got to walk away. See, and this is the problem that we have. The redneck days of the cowboys pulling pistols on each other, people just getting into fist fights, that's over with because pretty much everybody carries guns in some states now. And if you start jumping on people who they don't know who you are, they're going to shoot you. So it's just easier to walk away. Same thing with brake checking people on the interstate. Don't brake check people on the interstate. Yeah. I know they pissed you off because they basically got behind you, they rode your bumper, and you tapped on your brake, and basically you tried to get them off your bumper. They didn't do it, so you brake checked them. Really? Really, guys? Are we 12 now? Yeah, I've done that before when I was younger. I've done it. I'm not going to deny that. What the heck? You brake check them. They run into you. Now they're mad. They get out with a gun and they shoot you. Or you cause an accident behind you. Just let them go around you. Just slow down and let them go around you. Don't brake check them. It's not worth it. Don't pull pistols and start flailing them in the car and waving them at people. Don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Use your judgment and just pull over and say, I've got deadly force on me. You know, I've got a pistol or I've got a rifle or I've got something in the car that could kill everybody around me. I don't need to do this. I need to walk in love as a Christian and I need to step away. Now, mind you, if they come around you, they're mad, they start ramming your car and try to put you into a ditch or whatever and you're on the side of the road. Now they come after you and they're going to try to beat you with a club. Okay. And you can't get away. Okay. Well, now you're going to have to try to defend yourself. But don't be the aggressor. Don't be the aggressor. It just doesn't matter. We're not 12 years old anymore. Just let these nutbags drive. And remember something. I'm going to tell you something here. Let me share something with you. When you are on the highway, that vehicle becomes a deadly weapon. It does. I mean, it's a lot of weight, 2, 3, 4 tons. And you have to be careful with what you do with that deadly weapon. And some people, when they get behind the vehicle of a car, they wield it like a deadly weapon. They, you won't run over me. Look at me. And, you know, and so you gotta realize that a lot of people out there are drunk. Now listen to me. A lot of them are on drugs. A lot of them are on drugs. You know, we got all kinds of drugs that people use. Meth, crank. The other day, I'm coming back from a German bakery that I know about an hour drive away from here. And there's a black girl driving a car. There's like, we're on a 2-lane road. And there's like 5 people in a row. You know, we're all doing about 65 miles an hour. And she decides, this black girl decides to pass all 5 cars with head-on traffic. Everybody, both directions, goes in the ditch. 5 cars go in the ditch on my side because it wasn't a deep ditch. But we all went off the side of the road. Everybody head-on goes off the side of the road. Everybody sliding sideways. Everybody slamming on brakes. And this black girl, and she could have been a white girl. She could have been a Mexican girl. I'm not picking her. I'm just telling you she was black because I'm not going to be that. I can't tell you who she was. I'm not going to be that guy. And basically, just What kind of drugs was she on? Did she not care that she was almost in a head-on collision with 10 vehicles? No, she didn't care. Because she's probably doped out. Probably stoned out. Probably slinging dope. Probably is a doggone mule running drugs. And you probably got a little bit high on some of it. Who knows? I don't know. All I know is a lot of people out there who are acting the fool on the highways, they're drunk, they're stoned, or they're geeked up on something. So just avoid them. There's certain people out there you don't need to associate with. Now, one of those people you don't need to associate with is Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, you wondered how I was going to segue this. Also, that's how I just segued it. Gwyneth Paltrow is a weirdo. She basically is a Kabbalist now. And she actually became a Jew, and then she joined a Kabbalah cult, and then she was guaranteed more work in Hollywood or something like that, I guess. This is what we're going to talk about with her. And then she didn't realize, I don't guess, unless maybe she did realize what she was getting involved in, that basically this is a satanic cult that worships a giant snake. And, and this is also a cult that worships the Yesod god, which is basically a phallic symbol. And I'm not going to use the other words I used the other day. And you listen to Friday's show if you want to know what that all means. And this is the craziest thing that we have here. We've got this Gwyneth Paltrow has now become a Kabbalist. And she basically is involved with this Yesod, this giant phallic symbol god. And you think, where does all this stuff come from? This all goes back to the Isis story and Osiris story, in which Osiris is killed and his body parts are distributed like 14 different pieces, and they lose the phallus. It gets destroyed. And so they form a new phallus, which is the phallic symbol, like the Washington Monument. Okay. Isis uses that phallus to impregnate herself. Okay. This is their goal here. This is the sickness this all is. And so Gwyneth Paltrow, and this is Breitbart, and I have it on my Health Masters news site because Breitbart felt they needed to put this up. It says, and I'm not going to use the names they use on the article here. I'm just going to use the phallus thing. Gwyneth Paltrow pulls giant phallus from Christmas stocking in raunchy goop holiday ad. Now you think, what the heck? It says on the article, Christmas is a time of joy, a time for family, and apparently a time for blankety blank. And actress Gwyneth Paltrow pulls a giant blank phallus from a Christian stocking in a raunchy's new Christmas-themed commercial for her lifestyle company, Goop. Now, the fact that she thinks it's okay to do this absolutely blows my mind. Christmas was supposed to be about Jesus. But remember, guys, if you go to the Capitol Rotunda, which was founded by the Masonic Lodges, the two sides of the rotunda on both sides of it represent the ovaries of Isis, and the phallus is Osiris, which is the Washington Monument. This is all Masonic stuff up here in Washington, D.C., laid out in a giant pentagram to trap the seething energy, with an open leg on it, to trap the seething energies of Lucifer in our nation's capital. Not making any of this stuff up. So they're obsessed with phallic symbols. They're obsessed with it. There's one in Rome, right at the Vatican. There's one in London, downtown London, the Bank of England, and there's one in Washington, D.C. And they're all about this mythology of Osiris and Isis and the Kabbalah. Because remember, they've got the phallus god, Yesod, which runs around continually having sex with everything he can find. And let me just share this with you. I got to say this, and this is a PG-13 show today. They use these phallus symbols like she's pulling out of the stocking in order to simulate a sex act with Yesop in the Kabbalah. This is what they do. These people are some sick puppies. And you know, we talked about this on the show on Friday, and you've got to listen to it. Now, personally, since these people are so obsessed with hell and Lucifer and worshiping their snake god that is wrapped around this Kabbalah tree of life, you know, this is what they all do. I wish they would all go directly to hell. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just go straight to hell and stay there. That's what I wish. Since they want to try to bring hell on earth, which is their goal, to create everything in inversion, to make everything as evil. Here we are, and Breitbart has had enough apparently too. Gwyneth Paltrow does this. We're supposed to be talking about Jesus. Last night, I watched the colorized version of you know, it's a good life with the whatever that guy is, the guy from the but the movie was done in 1946 after World War II, Jimmy Stewart, and you know, it's a good life. And all of a sudden, I started realizing how far it's come. But guys, let me tell you something. This, they kept talking about God. They were singing songs. They never once mentioned the name of Jesus. Because power in the name of Jesus, they never mention it. Now, that's in 1946. Now, why is that? Remember, the name of Jesus is forbidden. It's forbidden in the Masonic lodges. You can't use the name of Jesus. Now, I told you guys a story the other day. I went to that Nimole meeting that one time, and I asked my history professor who took me, I said, why didn't we talk about Jesus? What Lord are they talking about? And that was it. I wasn't invited back. Jesus. The name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now see, this is the problem with all these guys. Christmas is about Jesus. Gwyneth Paltrow is trying to make it about a phallic symbol. A bunch of perverted, sicko, weirdos. May they go directly to hell. May they not pass go. May they cannot collect $200. If they want to go there this badly, if this is what they want to do, is bring hell on earth and bring out the Antichrist, if this is what they want, to make everything evil as they possibly can, as it was in Genesis chapter 6, if this is their goal, I suggest they go directly to hell. You say, well, gosh, Ted, you're on a tear today. Yeah, I am on a tear. I'm so over it, because Austin, last year, he read a thing about the homosexual movement, and I read it again this morning, because this deals again with the phallus again. And this was something that was actually put in congressional records, and this is real. This was a comment, and it says, we shall sodomize your sons, the emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater, in your bathrooms, in the army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, all your male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They will recast in our image. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? No, they actually said this. It was in the congressional record. And you think, what the heck? This is what it all boils back down to. Again, creating an inversion. Tel Aviv, Israel is the number one homosexual destination in the world. Look it up. I'm not making this crap up. Look it up. Because they're all communists. It's all based on Kabbalah. It's all based on this Talmudic weird stuff. It's not based on the Torah. It's all Talmud. The bunch of atheists started Israel. The Rothschilds. They're not atheists. They're Satan worshipers. And the sad part about all of this stuff is nobody talks about it but us. You say, well, you guys talk about it. Yeah, but I saw this morning, and I saw the thing with Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, I said, I've got 100 stories to pull from today, but I'm going to start on this. You know, It's a Great Life with Jimmy Stewart. That's what I watched. I watched the colorized version. I actually enjoyed it more than the black and white version last night. I really enjoyed that movie last night because it took us back to a simpler time. A simpler time. And Jimmy Stewart was a general. He was served in World War II. A general, a real general, like a real general. I remember the story of him in a P-51 Mustang. He actually owned a P-51 Mustang, which is a phenomenal airplane. And he flew into a local airport, and then some kid was there watching him land and started talking to him about the P-51. And he actually took off and told the kid to watch this and came in and basically came down like at 500 knots, you know, in a shallow dive, like he was strafing the airport. I mean, he did it for the kid. And he was a cool dude. And, you know, you think about what happened to Hollywood. Well, it started off with that movie last night, didn't it? Can't talk about Jesus, can we? Talk about everything else, can't talk about Jesus. And it was still a great movie. The problem is, guys, look how far they've come now. Look at the perversion. Look at Brokeback Mountain. Blah, blah. I mean, what the heck? I mean, what is that? I mean, who does stuff like, who saw that movie? Ugh, I'm on a tear, Austin. What's your next story? I won't stop.
Well, no, and one thing about this is, I mean, you have to understand it's a very slow aspect of what they've been trying to do, and they're going to keep trying to do so. And one thing that needs to get brought up, though, as well, is I've seen a lot of people making comments about this and this whole Disney Plus service that's available now, which essentially what this is Disney Plus is Disney's version of Netflix. You basically pay a subscription, you can get access to like all the Disney movies ever created at the beginning of time and new ones and so forth. There's different little things on it. I was looking it up the other day because I was trying to figure out what it was. I saw a lot of people commenting on it. Well, of course, tons of people have already bought onto this now because it's cheap. They get access to the Disney movies. Their kids can watch it all the time, and they think for the most part most of these films are pretty clean. Well, what they've started doing now is Marvel has now gone in and started doing basically short films on different individuals and different topics that are basically made for Disney Plus, kind of made for Netflix series, so to speak. This is what Marvel's doing now. And the name of the project they're doing is called Hero Project, and it's basically a Disney Plus miniseries. You guys are going to like this. They have now released on one of their Marvel documentary series called Hero Plus, features a new episode highlighting a 12-year-old transgender boy who goes by the name of Rebecca. I kid you not. And it goes into detail. The episode's called Mighty Rebecca, a young boy from New Jersey who started identifying as a girl at age 8, explains now how he got into activism and social justice warring. The show focuses on Rebecca and his mother, Jamie, who supports Rebecca's transition and activism. This is the part. This is the part that really, really ate me up. Rebecca's father, who is a notable Christian pastor in New Jersey, also supports Rebecca's transition from male to female. And I'm not going to go any further than this because I don't want to talk about it much further. This is the Disney that people want to continue giving money to. This is the Disney that wants to eject you from downtown, the mall, when you were carrying a firearm concealed on your person and not bothering anybody while you're trying to travel freely, unmolested on your way because of their facial recognition software. This is the Disney that is now promoting 12-year-old transgenderism and children's TV shows on Disney Plus. This is what Disney's trying to promote, and it's exactly what Dad just talked about in that segment. And now we see here, I saw another article the other day how they were discussing the fact that Hallmark is now saying they're going to start adding LGBT-friendly movies to their lineup. Dad mentioned this the other day. And what's so ironic about it is they're saying they want to start adding more stories focused on LGBT characters. Now, if you've noticed with Hallmark, because Lana likes those, I've seen a few of them, or I'll be doing something on the computer to work and while she's watching them, and they almost always invariably have some type of mildly gay character in them, or some flamboyant character, or some metro guy in it. They always end up having that real mildly. Now they want to have leading actors that are basically homosexual characters in leading roles in the film is what they said now. Petition from LifeSite News, which is a pro-life, pro-family Christian website, is warning Hallmark that will risk losing a big part of their market if the network gives in to the LGBT agenda. Hallmark would be offending Christian viewers and Christians massively by experimenting with huge homosexual themes and cooperating with the LGBT indoctrination agenda. The petition's already gathered over 30,000 signatures on Friday morning. Now, I think that most people need to understand here that's very troubling about this real militant agenda that they're trying to subject our children to. That's really what it comes down to. They don't care if Dad or I really promote or support the gay community or the transgender community, because that's a losing fight with them. They know that there's a large portion of the population that's never going to support that, flat out never going to support it. But what they can do is they can desensitize the children enough to it with leading homosexual roles in these shows to where the children think this is normal behavior. Now, the irony about this is, according to the Williams Institute of the UCLA School of Law, of sexual orientation law and public policy think tank, they estimate that roughly about 3.8% of the Americans identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. 3.8%. I'm going to repeat that. 3.8%. That's less than 4%, if you didn't hear me clearly. That means if you're in a movie theater with 100 seats and the movie theater is completely sold out, 100 people in that movie theater watching a film, at the most on average you're going to have is 4 people in that entire movie theater that identify as gay, lesbian, transgender, bi, whatever you want to classify it as now. Now think about this for a second. If you're in a movie of 100 people and 96 of them are straight and 4 of them are gay, and the 4 people in the movie get up and start raising Cain because there's not enough gay people in the movie, Do you think that at some point in time, some of the 96 people that are in there aren't going to also stand up and say, absolutely not, shut up or get out? There's four of you in here. Nobody wants to listen to your rhetoric. Yet nobody looks at it that way. 3.8% of the population is now dictating what 96% have to actually watch on television because they demand we have to watch it. This is something that we have to demand. We have the right on. We don't have to be subjected to this stuff. Like I told you the other guy's day with that server. If somebody wants to engage in that type of behavior in the privacy of their own home, there's nothing that I can legitimately say, nor you can say about it. That's freedom to do what you want in your own home. But don't subject me or my family to it and force me to have to watch it in films and completely and totally say, when you don't support it in films and when I vocally oppose it, that I'm basically a racist neo-Nazi bigot. I've heard it all before when I've come uncorked about stuff. We all have the right to basically agree or not agree. Now, if it comes down to you basically threatening people or telling people you're going to cause them great bodily harm or kill them, that's a completely different story. The Second Amendment does not protect that. But we all have the right to speak our voice. If they have the right to demand all this stuff and speak their voice, we have the right to oppose it. Always remember that. Don't fall into this slippery slope that they're trying to force everybody to slide into that basically says, if you don't agree with it, if you don't embrace it, you are basically a bigot racist and you don't deserve to be in society. That can't happen, guys. We can't allow ourselves to be censored and allow ourselves to be muzzled because people don't agree with our beliefs and our rights. That's a topic that, for some reason, it's eluding the American population. We think now because we say something that's opposed to somebody else, we should feel bad about it because of the indoctrination that they've given us. Point in case, this is something that's very troubling to me and has gotten almost zero mainstream media coverage. And to my knowledge now, I think Rick Wilson has probably pulled it down. I looked on his Twitter feed and couldn't find it again this morning. I've seen all the screenshots, though, but he got so much blowback from it. Rick Wilson is back from the George W. times. He was instrumental in the Department of Defense and helping with the Patriot Act. He's also a massive vaccine pusher. And he came out now on Friday evening with a tweet that was downright disturbing. This guy is hardcore leftist, but then he claims he's a GOP. He's got 651,000 followers on Twitter, 651,000, so best believe he's got himself a platform. And he came out on Friday and said this, and I quote, anti-vaxxers are a scourge and a strong argument for re-education camps. The immediate seizure of their property and putting their children in a protective custody, quote Rick Wilson on December 6th. I don't know how far they think they're able to go before we start pushing back. I really don't. If you came out now with just an opposite, a individual that questions vaccines, and you say pro-vacciners are an argument for re-education camp, and pro-vacciners need to have their property seized, and pro-vacciners need to have their children put into protective custody, you would probably have the FBI on your doorstep for not only hate speech, for threatening remarks. Right, flat out. I'll be honest with you. We've already seen things happen like that, and people get red flagged for making much less of an aggressive statement than that. Yet we see now that we literally have the leftists and the hardcore vaccine pushers promoting and demanding that parents are thrown essentially in concentration camps if they refuse to have their children injected with nearly 100-plus toxic vaccines, many of which I've labeled before, aluminum, squalene, mercury, aborted fetal tissue, formaldehyde, even as I brought up a couple months ago, complete DNA sequences from aborted human babies whose genes were genetically engineered to cause cancer and genetically altered. We've seen all that before now. Yet we have this individual that comes out, and I'm going to repeat it again for everybody in the back that didn't hear me. Rick Wilson, quote, December 6th, anti-vaxxers are a scourge and a strong argument for re-education camps and the immediate seizure of their property and putting their children into protective custody. If you don't think there is a battle right now for the truth, if you don't think there is a battle right now for freedom, then you haven't been operating in this world that we're living in right now. The same thing in Australia. You put up a billboard that says, do you know what's in your vaccine? brought down, torn down, rubbish. Prime Minister pitches a fit and verbally condemns it. We now have people coming out on Twitter and demanding anybody that doesn't support the pro-vaccine toxic agenda that they have their children seized, their property seized, and they're thrown in prison, basically. This is some unbelievably strong, violent rhetoric, and this is not something we can allow to continue to stand for in a constitutional republic. Remember what I said before? First Amendment allows you to speak your mind. It allows you to speak the truth. It allows you to have an opinion on pretty much anything you want. But when you start coming out with violent rhetoric and basically saying that people need to be arrested and their property needs to be seized and their children need to be taken from them because you simply ask a question like, what's in your vaccine? This is a dangerous time that we're starting to live in now, Dad, and I really hope people that have argued with me about this topic can now start seeing that the hardcore leftists that are promoting this agenda are not going to stop with having vaccines mandated for school systems or vaccines mandated for homeschoolers or have people forcibly vaccinated in New York or have people not allowed to leave their home or go in public places until they get vaccines, which is what they did in New York earlier this year. This is going to be pushed further and further and further and further. And this may be the opinion and violent rhetoric of one man, but I can tell you right now from a lot of people that I have spoken to that are on the far left and had arguments with them, they share his violent rhetoric as well, and they will push this agenda if they can get a foothold in any area and push it further and further and further until they can actually make these things that this individual just talked about into literal reality and to fruition, Dad. And that is not a joke anymore.
Well, no, they don't want us to have a riot as far as vaccinations. Now, let's jump back here. Let's go back to Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb. You know, that happened back in the 50s, early 60s. This movie was put out, and the movie was actually based on the fact that they had put fluoride in the water supply in the United States, and this general who had gone nuts had basically decided it was because of the Russians coming in and poisoning our water supply. Now, the craziest part about all of this is that we've had about a 14 to 21 point drop in IQ score since the fluoride has been put into the water. Another big study just came out and got released again that when pregnant women use fluoride, it's a neurotoxin and it causes erratic brain development and basically a reduction of IQ scores in the child is being basically born. It's all about reducing the population, including the vaccination, especially with the Gardasil shot. And, you know, of course, this is Donald Trump's, you know, organization that's doing this. I mean, he just put another $9 billion in for pushing 5G. Just Donald Trump doing all of this stuff. Instead of stopping 5G with an executive order, he's, you know, funding it to the tune of $9 billion. We don't get a wall, we get 5G. Now, the other day I saw a guy driving, and he had anti-Trump bumper stickers all over his truck. You know, Donald Trump sucks. Donald Trump this. Donald Trump that. Impeach Donald Trump. Get rid of Donald Trump. Whatever. Recall Donald Trump. I mean, everything you possibly manage anti-Trump. And I almost rolled the window down, and I said, I almost said this. I didn't do it, but I almost did. I probably will next time. I almost said, you know what? You know, what you forgot to add in there is that he's pro-gay. He's pro-trans, because these liberals love pro-gay people. He's pro-gay. He's pro-transgender. He doesn't want to tell the truth about vaccines. And basically, he's got all of these agendas going on. I mean, it's you're right. He's awful. Look at all the stuff he's done. He's so pro-homosexual. You know, chances are the guy was gay who was driving this vehicle. Because remember, what is it? 80% of the people who belong to the Satanic Church are gay? That's just a fact, statistic. And you think, why don't we just pro them, pro this, pro that? Now, you see, remember when Trump took office, Austin, before he got in office, because a lot of people feel that Barron Trump may have some learning disabilities, which I don't know if he does or not, but not my business. But what they say is that Trump was going to have a committee put together and actually go after the vaccine industry to stop this. Of course, he didn't do that, because the agenda for the vaccine manufacturers is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And what they do is they come in with this rhetoric like this idiot, this Bush person, and then they turn right around, and he has 650,000 Twitter followers. Well, now, it made the news. He pulled the tweet down, but tens of millions of people saw it. Now, there are tens of millions of people who saw it who agreed with it. I'm going to say this very, very clearly. They agreed with it. And so now, in their mind is, arrest them, seize the children, take the assets. Because this is the communist mantra. Always remember that. The communists say, if you don't agree with the state, You need to have your stuff seized, and you need to be put back into an indoctrination camp. Hillary Clinton said the same thing about the conservatives. They need to be put into a, you know, indoctrination camp to rehabilitate them, to teach them differently. This is the strength of their resolve, and they're not planning on changing this. I posted on Sinclair Broadcasting. It says how Sinclair Broadcasting dictates how many people are going to promote the exact same agenda on their broadcast networks they have. And this will be posted as of tonight. And what it is, it says basically it's from YouTube, but this is how Sinclair, and here's the name of it, you know, here's the name of it, how Sinclair Broadcasting is an American public broadcast service. But it's Sinclair. And now I'm going to say something, because they actually have these same, I mentioned this before, they have like 16 different screens come up and everybody's saying the exact same thing, which was pushed through the Sinclair Broadcasting Organization. The Sinclair Broadcasting Organization is a pro-Zionist organization. Okay, you know, surprise, surprise for anybody listening. But let me say something to you. Several of the top alternative news talk shows right now in America, and if I told you the name, you know exactly who I'm talking about, are syndicated via Sinclair. Okay, did you just hear what I just said? Now, how do we know that they're not being given the same Zionist rhetoric to push and promote on their broadcast if they're syndicated through this giant syndicator? I'm just going to let you guys do your own research into that and figure out what you want to believe on any of that. But Austin's right. This group is really, really coming after America right now. In fact, the Rutherford Institute, also, this is also posted on the website, says martial law is masquerading as law and order in the police state's language of force. Now, here's what he said at the beginning of the article, and you can read this. It's by John Whitehead. He says, since when have we Americans been expected to bow submissively to authority and speak with awe and reverence to those who represent us? The constitutional theory is that we the people are the sovereigns. The state and the federal officials are only our agents, our employees, our hirelings. I added that. We who have the final word can speak softly or angrily because of our First Amendment. I added that. We can seek to challenge and annoy, and we need not stay docile and quiet. This is Justice William O. Douglas dissenting Carlton versus Kentucky, 1972. Now, he goes on to say, forget everything you've ever been taught about free speech in America. It's all a lie. There can be no free speech for the citizenry when the government speaks in a language of force. What is the language of force? Militarized police, riot squads, camouflage gear, black uniforms, armored vehicles, mass arrests, pepper spray, tear gas, batons, strip searches, surveillance cameras, Kevlar vests, drones, lethal weapons, less than lethal weapons, unleashed with deadly force, rubber bullets, water cannons, stun grenades, arrests of journalists, crowd control tactics, including active dispersal systems using radar waves, intimidation tactics, and brutalities. This is not the language of freedom. This is not even the language of law and order. This is the language of force. Unfortunately, this is how the government at all levels, federal, state, and local, now respond to those who choose to exercise their First Amendment right to peacefully assemble in public and challenge the status quo, or to peacefully go unmolested on their way, as Austin was saying. God, you need to read this entire article. And John Whitehead is absolutely right. What is going on in our governments, in our military? Now, I want to thank you guys. This is really an important little thing. I need to stop for just a second. You know, your support of Health Masters has made this show possible. It really has. And I want to thank you for that. I mean, you know, we have the highest quality multiple vitamin on the market as far as I'm concerned. We use the highest grade cellulose gel capsules that we could possibly get for our powder, for our capsules. We have a powdered multiple that is second to none. It's unbelievable how good it works and how good it tastes. That's why when you get a product like a multiple vitamin, you got to make sure it's not shellac coated. You got to make sure it's sort of in a cellulose gel capsule. You got to make sure we're using natural B vitamins and we're using folates that are really high quality. And we have to realize we need to use methylcobalamin, not cyanide cobalamin, for our B12. We do all of that. We have the highest quality supplements, as far as I'm concerned, on the market today. And so our ultimate multiple powder and our ultimate multiple capsules are the pinnacle of supplementation. So when you guys support our show and you get your multiple vitamins from us and you basically say thank you to us by doing that, guys, I want to tell you something. It means the world to me and Austin. Because, guys, if it wasn't for you doing that for us, we cannot do what we do with this show today. And that's basically to provide you the information in a non-biased standpoint. That was so funny. Austin said a minute ago that he's been called a bigot. And a bigot is somebody who's diametrically opposed to another person's value systems. So if I believe that Gwyneth Paltrow is practicing Kabbalah and I think it's wrong, or that they were wanting to sodomize little boys like their agenda said a few minutes ago, and I think it's wrong, they would call me a bigot. And I proudly stand here and tell you that I am a bigot towards those particular topics. I don't think you should sodomize little boys. I don't think you should rape little girls. I don't think you should have sex with children. I think they're all a bunch of perverted weirdos. A bunch of sick sexual deviants is what I think. And so if they want to tell me that I'm bigoted towards them because I don't believe in what they do, they are absolutely right. I am. I'm a bigot towards them. Now, I'm not a racist. A racist believes that they're genetically superior to another race or another group of people. I don't believe that. I believe we have different IQ scores. I believe we have different backgrounds. I believe we have different experiences. I believe we have different parental parents have raised us. I believe all of that stuff. I believe all of that's possible. But that's okay. That doesn't make me a racist. But I am a bigot towards these guys. So if somebody says Ted Brewer is a bigot, yeah, I'll wear that shirt proudly when it comes to sodomizing of children. I will. Yeah, I am. And so, guys, that's how direct and open I am with you guys on this show. Because I want you to understand that it's okay to be a bigot. Yeah, I just said that, didn't I? If you're a Christian and you don't like what other people do and you don't like their lifestyles because it's diametrically opposed to the Word of God, which is what you believe, that makes you a bigot too, according to them. Now, so that's why I say to you guys, thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being part of our team. Thank you for forwarding these shows to your email list and to your Facebook accounts and using their own system against them to promote the true agenda. And that's the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for that. I appreciate you guys so much for your support. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, that was absolutely true, but there's no doubt about it. And so, I mean, this is what we have to continually do is try to support a lot of the companies and people that are actually trying to do the work and get the information and get the truth out there. And then we also have to not support companies that we know are diametrically opposed to our view systems, like Disney. I mean, I'm not even going to go on a rant anymore on that. I'm still heated about it over this weekend. And the other companies like Starbucks and stuff, it drives me up the wall when I see Starbucks in churches or I hear about them in churches, knowing how much money Starbucks pushes to abortion providers, knowing how anti-gun and anti-freedom Starbucks is, and what they've blatantly said from the CEO, essentially, if you like guns, if you carry guns, we don't want you in our store. I mean, that doesn't get any more clear-cut than that. I mean, I really don't know how more vocal, how much more curt he has to be than that to get people's attention to stop supporting the company. Yet, they're still like the second or third biggest fast food restaurant in the entire United States. Continually, because people keep giving them money, even though they go completely against their own belief structure. Support companies. If you want to go drink coffee, go support somebody like Doug Hagman. Go support somebody that you know is trying to push the truth out there in the open and get it heard by everybody, instead of supporting companies when you know you give them $7 or $8 for a cup of coffee, which is ridiculous, like Starbucks. They're going to take a portion of that and give it to an abortion provider so they can go kill another child that's unborn that never even had the chance to live. Do that. Start waking up to what your money goes towards and don't support it. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. There's two two sides to this, and there's also two things to this that are happening right now that you need to be aware of. If you guys have heard recently, the Trump administration has basically moved to nearly 700,000 Americans will lose food stamps under the new Trump policy, as the administration is scaling back the social safety net, so to speak, of the food stamp program. The Agricultural Department estimates the change will save roughly $5.5 billion and cut benefits for roughly 688,000 SNAP recipients. Under current rules, work-eligible, able-bodied adults without dependents and between the ages of 18 and 49 can currently receive only 3 months of SNAP benefits in a three-year period if they don't meet the 20-hour work requirements. The new rule imposes stricter criteria states must meet in order to issue waivers. The final rule will go into effect in April. Now, there's not a single thing I'm opposing as far as to cutting food stamps to 18 to 30-year-old or 40-year-old able-bodied adults with no dependents. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. The problem is we've generated, and not we as the people, we, and I should rephrase that, the banking cartel and the communists that have infiltrated the United States knew one of the easiest ways and one of the fastest ways to dissolve the self-sufficiency of a country is to start handing out free bread every single day. And by free bread, I mean SNAP programs. Basically, debit cards every single month. They give you hundreds of dollars to go buy pretty much anything you want. They knew, and they even made sure that the restrictions on them did not apply to sodas and essentially junk food. That's why cola or sodas are the number one purchased items on food stamp benefits in the entire United States. Soda, the least nutritious food you could possibly buy. It's actually diametrically opposed to nutrition. It's the complete opposite. It's the antithesis. It increases stomach problems. It causes, I mean, it causes pancreatic cancer, causes cavities. I mean, it is soda. Why do you even put that in your body? You know, it's the number one purchased item on food stamps. And now we're seeing this whole thing is being scaled back, which it should be. We can't have a system that's continually bloating bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, the side caveat of this whole thing. The communists knew when they implemented this social welfare program and got tens of millions of people on the food stamp program that eventually it was going to have to come to a halt somewhere. It couldn't go on forever. And when it came to a halt, it was going to cause a massive amount of disarray among the low-income individuals that are using these programs. Now, go in and start adding in agricultural problems like freezing and flooding that we've seen this year and for many years. We know that the corn production, the soybean production, all that production is going down significantly. They've already said now that as far as the food prices are going to go up next year. At the same time, now cut down the food stamps because it's massively overbloating the budget and you're allowing people to live off the system, and you're starting having more people that are becoming hungrier, more irate, more aggressive, and more basically irritated with the system. If you can set up all these things in motion at exactly the right times, you literally have the perfect textbook formula for a civil war and civil unrest to occur almost immediately. Then you add in the fact that we pretty much only have two split, diametrically opposed opposition forces in the United States now. You have the hardcore leftists that are essentially communists. Now, they aren't essentially, they are, that want to promote a communist agenda. And you pretty much have the far right who's promoting the Christian patriot constitutional right agenda. There's not much in the middle. You may have a few little, you know, stragglers in the middle, but for the most part, you have that side and the other side. That is it. Now, take both of those sides and pit them against each other with every single possible scenario you can do. And that is what we see happening now in this country. And then start removing the food system from the population. Start increasing the food prices. Start increasing the amount of people that basically are going to be coming off of the food welfare program, and you start seeing a formula that is inevitably going to start some type of civil conflict in this country. And then sign into law years ago the fact that the UN can come in via Obama, the UN can come into the United States if there is any type of human rights violations, and the UN has the right to come in and restore order and protect individuals who have their human rights violated. That's all in the text, and I'm honestly surprised, and I have not seen anything about this, why that executive order and everything involving the United States sovereignty with the United Nations has not been fully revoked and removed by by Donald Trump, because we did see something happen last week that was actually interesting, and I am for this because of the industrial medical complex and the insurance complex that has gotten so crazy. The nation's hospital groups are now suing Trump's administration as of last week over the new federal rule that will require them to disclose the discounted prices they give insurers for all sorts of procedures. This is an effort to make the healthcare system more transparent to patients. While the administration already requires hospitals to post some of their prices, there's public outcry over surprise medical bills, absolutely, and high out-of-pocket costs that has led the administration to seek more detail on discounted prices that are kept secret between hospitals and insurers. They're estimating the hospital inpatient prices have increased 42% from 2007 to 2014. They're much higher now in 2019 as well, as they basically outpace the increase in physician prices. So what we're seeing here now, and this is something that I've talked about for years, as I had to deal with this with the hospital at Celebration and the insurance as I didn't have it, and negotiating with them directly, and it went on for months and months and months. And I was able to negotiate with them significantly on a cash program and basically pay it down in payments. And they gave me about a 75 to 80% discount of what the face value cost was. So essentially, if the cost is $40,000, you can generally get it down to $10,000, roughly $8,000 to $12,000. I would say somewhere around there, depending on the negotiation aspects. And that's pretty much what the insurers pay. The problem is almost all of that information is kept hidden from the general public. So they don't know when they see a $50,000 bill and they have to go in and pay a $6,000 or $7,000 deductible, that the insurance company is negotiating that $40,000 to $50,000 bill to roughly down to $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and that your deductible you're paying is covering almost the entire expense that the insurance company is having to pay out. And then you're turning around and paying $1,000 to $1,500 every single month in premiums. The insurance company didn't end up paying out a dime. After 2 to 3 months of your premiums, and after you pay your deductible, the insurance company completely covered the entire expense because of their negotiation with the medical industrial complex via the insurance companies. This needs to be seen. This needs to be seen for years, and so I am happy this is going on. However, we'll see if the lawsuits don't actually put a big screeching halt to this, Dad, as the medical industrial complex does not want people to know what they actually pay for a lot of these operations.
Well, I remember also when you were 14 years old, you had a dirt bike accident. You actually turned your left foot backwards and broke your ankle bone. And they had to go in there and put a plate in and put pins in it and everything else and try to fix it. And I remember the bill was $37,000 for the emergency care, for the surgery, for everything. And my deductible was $10,000. And the bill came back and it was $7,000. I had to pay $7,000. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is my deductible. And you're exactly right. They had negotiated it down from $37,000, 20% of that would be about $7,400. And they negotiated all the way around to $7,000. And I had to pay the whole amount. They didn't pay anything. And I said, this is a scam. And I called the insurer. I called the hospital up. And they told me that, you know, I had to pay the $7,000. And I said, well, what if I hadn't had insurance? Oh, you'd had to pay the whole $37,000 or we'd start seizing your stuff. And I'm like, what the heck? This is how screwed up it is, guys. This is the Rockefeller Rothschild Medical Industrial Complex and what they've done. And this is what they always do. Oh, by the way, Marco Rubio is coming against capitalism now. This is Bubble Boy Rubio, who's caught in multiple gay bathhouses back when he was in college. I'm not saying he's gay now, but he was involved in all that back when he was in college. And he said that how would common good capitalism reduce suicide, make work more meaningful, or induce more Americans to go to church? It says, not even socialist Bernie Sanders would have unfurled a more exhaustive vilification of the market economy than Rubio did in his recent Catholic University speech defending common good capitalism. I mean, what the heck? Rubio is not who you think he is, guys. If you live in Florida, we really need to get this, I almost said a bad word, this clown out of the doggone Senate. He's awful. He's awful. He's about it. It's coming now. He's coming against capitalism and promoting, you know, basically socialism. No, that's why we call him Bubble Boy Rubio. But, you know, we're the only ones who really call him out for that, too. I will give Alex Jones credit for this. He called this clown hat. I should have almost said another bad word. He called this clown hat he called him out for what he was doing at the hearings. And, guys, it's the truth. It's the truth of what Rubio is. And, again, it's another one of our perfectly compromised, probably blackmailed senators trying to cover up a sordid past or a sordid lifestyle. I'm speculating on what's going on right now. This guy was a Tea Party Republican. What the heck? How far has he fallen? Ugh. Hey, I love you guys. I got to pray for you today, too. Pray for you every day. I mean, I really pray for you guys every day. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from Health Masters. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Yes, guys. Again, thank you for the continued support. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the D3-10,000K2. Incredibly good product, especially for people that are not getting a massive amount of sunlight every day, especially during the winter times. Really helps out with energy, helps out with mood, helps out with overall cholesterol as well. Really, really important product that we keep D3 in our system all the time, on sale for over 10% off right now. And be sure to vote for what you want to see win product of the week. Got a lot of good products on there coming up for as far as to win tomorrow. We got resveratrol, we got liver support, you got cinnamon extract, you got chelation. So be sure to check those out and vote for what you want to see win. And also, too, be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's what we send out a lot of specials on, different coupons. We're also running the 12 days of Christmas right now on our newsletter. We're only posting it for our newsletter customers and our newsletter basically our listeners. And so every single day for 24 hours, a new product goes on sale. And so that coupon code is sent out on our weekly newsletter every single day to you guys right now. And I can't tell you what it is because it's on the weekly newsletter. So you got to sign up for it. I think right now the coupon or the product that won yesterday was the Sublingual B12 on sale for like 10% off for 24 hours. And then another one won today. Steve's handling a lot of that as far as the promotions on it. But again, if you want to get on that sale and you want to see what's going on and you want to get an update every single day on what big products go on a huge sale, sign up for the free weekly newsletter at healthmasters.com and be sure to check the emails every single day because we definitely got a lot of fun stuff this Christmas as we're trying to keep people as healthy as possible. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We can only be as effective as healthy as we are. You can only do so much. You can only be so vocal. You can only be so much of a resistance depending on how healthy you are. If you don't feel good and you have no energy and you can't focus, you're not good for a whole lot, just being honest with you. I mean, I can't be much frank curt than that. So understand that what we do, how far we can push, how well we can uphold and maintain a constitutional republic depends on how healthy we stay. Take care of your body, get some rest, eat good food, take healthy supplements, and make sure you do your best to support companies that really stand for the truth. So thank you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay sharp, stay prepared, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.